explanation. Do you want to talk about some of your education background?
Sure. So I got here to, and when I say here, I got to Santa Cruz in 1995, and I started going to UCSC, and I graduated from UCSC in 1999 with a degree in chemistry. And I knew at that time that I didn't want to continue working in a lab. And so I'd applied to law school and had been accepted to several law schools, thought becoming a patent attorney would be really interesting. But I talked to my cousin who had just finished his law school experience a couple years before that and talked to him a little bit about what it was like to actually be a practicing attorney. And he really discouraged me from becoming an attorney. He's like, look, it's just not what you think it's going to be. And it's paperwork, you know, you're meeting people in situations where things are really not working out for them. Like this, you know, you need to reevaluate whether or not you want to go to law school and become an attorney. And so fortunately, I think in hindsight, fortunately, I decided not to do that. And so I went into sales. I was working corporate sales, and that's what I was doing prior to becoming a real estate agent. And so switched from, you know, a really rigorous science background at UCSC as a chemistry student to sales. You know, my whole career since I graduated in 1999 has been sales.
Okay. And then you got your real estate license. Do you mind explaining what that journey looks like for students listening or anyone else?
Sure. So when I got my real estate license in 2004, I believe the requirement was one class, and then you had to take two more classes, effectively have three classes completed within, you know, a year of getting your real estate license. But I think you had to take the course, and it's called Real Estate Principles, and it gave you kind of an overview of what real estate was. And then you had to apply with the state to take the state exam. And then once you pass the state exam, you know, there's some fees you have to pay, and that's how you get your real estate license with the state to effectively sell real estate for people. And jokingly, I think it was very low and still continues to be very low. The barrier of entry into real estate is very low. But I think there's a high percentage of people that wash out because perhaps similar to like getting into law, like you don't really know what it's like until you're there. And it does require a lot of hard work and hustle. And perhaps people just don't know that that's what's going to show up when they get their real estate license. So.